what the fuck was I thinking? This is such a bad, bad, bad idea. What? No. I'm just tying my boots. You know, safety. When you've got giant blades on the bottom of your feet, gotta be safety conscious. Fuck, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna fucking die. I'm gonna... What? I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna fly over the ice. Yeah, I'm ready to go on the ice. This was a fantastic idea you had. Ice skating. I love ice skating. I can skate, of course. I can skate. I've been skating for ever. Absolutely. Nervous. Oh, I'm just a little cold. You'll warm me up. That sounds nice. Okay. I'm going onto the ice. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna die. I'm skating. Okay, yes. See, I told you, I'm skating. Just one question. How do I stop? Oh, no. Ow. 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 Stop it! I'm not being a baby. That fucking hurts. I'm bleeding. Ow, I can skate. I did skate for like 2 seconds. Ow. Would you stop with the dabbing? What the fuck is on that anyway? It stings. I can't skate. What do you mean, duh, that's bloody obvious? God, you're mean. I'm wounded here. I'm hurt. I'm bleeding. God, you're mean. Ow. I'm gonna be a mess of bruises and cuts. You should be being nice to me. I'm hurt. Why did I say I can skate? I technically didn't say I could skate. You said you wanted to go skating. I said that was a good idea, and then you just assumed that I could skate. I did not say... Why would I say that I could skate? It's not like I wanted to get you alone, because I totally didn't want to get you alone, because I wouldn't want to be alone with you with blades, because you're dangerous. I was just humouring you. I was in fear for my life, and I was right to be, because look what happened. Bleeding. No, don't dab at it in. Look, it's fine. I don't need to play nurse. It's fine. It's fine. I'll just sit here in front of the fire. You can go skate, and I'll just sit here and ache alone and suffer on my own. No. You can go. I mean, you wanted to go skating. That's why we're here at this cabin, with its wonderful skating lake and its romantic fireplace and, you know, cozy sofa. I mean, that's the only reason we're here. Ice skating. What? Why are you looking at me like that? I'm not being weird. Why? I'm in pain. I'm bleeding. I'm bruised. I feel a little bit foolish. So you should be being nice to me. Why can't you be nice to me? And it's cold. Yes, there is a fire, but it's cold. No, you don't have to come and cuddle up. You really, really don't. It's fine. Okay, if you want to, cuddle up on this small sofa with this nice blanket. I mean, you could do that. I mean, it's not ice skating. I mean, it's not why we came here. I mean, it's okay. It's not like I planned it. It's not like I wanted this, no. I wanted to ice skate. I did. You could... I am a little bit... It's a little bit chilly. You could move a little bit closer. Just, you know... Maybe if you just put your arm around me. Yeah. That's nice. I mean, that's... It's okay. It's all right. I mean... I'm warming up. It's what I wanted, right? So, if we can't ice skate, well, I can't ice skate, and you're my best friend, and you would never ever leave me alone and go and enjoy yourself on the ice, would you? Would you? I mean, you can. I'll be all right. I'm sure I'll find something to do alone in this lonely wood cabin. I didn't say it was romantic. I never said it was romantic. It's not romantic. It's just a log cabin with a fire and a sofa and you. I mean, what's romantic about that? Nothing at all. Absolutely, completely not romantic. Why did I say I could skate? I was just humouring you because those blades are sharp. You're not buying this, are you? Give me a minute to come up with a good story. Just bear with me. Okay, I've got one. I just wanted you to have a good weekend. You have been, bear with me. Actually, this is paper thin. It's not gonna wash. You know what would be really nice right now? Just sitting in silence in front of the fire, not talking, just cuddling. Not cuddling, because we're not cuddling, because this is just keeping warm. There's no cuddling involved. I mean, your arm is around me for completely innocent reasons, and I'm just going to shut up now. Are you laughing? Are you laughing? You're laughing at me. Fine. I wanted to spend a weekend with you, but not like that. Well, not exactly like that. A little. Oh, fuck. Fine. Okay. Fine. I like you a little bit, like a tiny, tiny little bit, enough to pretend to know how to skate, so we could come to this cabin together this weekend and we could cuddle up and maybe kiss, but not like that. It's like the smallest bit. Like, I mean, it's more pity than anything else, because you know you're all like warm and cuddly and kissable and smell really good, but you know, totally just a pity thing because I'm your best friend and I'm certainly not in love with you, and I certainly haven't been in love with you for like years. And it's not like I dream of you at night or I like write your name in notebooks. Totally don't do that, because that would be... You found a notebook. Well, this is awkward. When did you find that? Oh, you found it before you suggested ice skating. Funny that. So you knew that I liked you. Right. So, did you kind of set me up a little bit? I mean, romantic. I mean, lonely log cabin. Warm, cozy fire. Nice blanket. Hot chocolate. Oh, there's hot chocolate in the kitchen. And custard creams. Ooh. Oh, pretty. Oh, that. I mean, that's okay. I mean, we were going to make gingerbread. I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not ice skating. Oh, okay. Your face lit up when you said ice skating, and then I got distracted because when you smile like that, I can't think. I become a bit wibbly, and all I hear like 80s guitars, and it's all very strange and fuzzy, and next thing I knew I was telling you I could skate because you smiled at me. I did skate technically for about 5 seconds. Were you impressed? I thought it was impressive. I mean, the falling down, not so much, and it was quite painful, but... You played me completely, didn't you? Oh, you... You're lucky you're cute. You're not cute. I mean, you're possible. I mean, totally a pity thing. Totally. And you don't even smell that good. You smell kind of, I mean, like, I don't know. It's not something I like. And I definitely didn't steal your pillowcase, because that would be weird. Oh, that is weird. It's a good thing I didn't do it then. So, romantic fire. Cozy, cuddled up, best friends. I think it's time. I like you. A bit. I mean, a little bit. Not like, I like you. I mean, I like you, but it's sort of like best friend plus a bit. I like you, and you're close, and you're warm, and we are in this romantic cabin, and I think I really want you to make me a cup of tea, please. Can't believe you hit me. I'm injured. You're mean. This is why I don't like you. I like you like? I don't know. The pain, the betrayal. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you could kiss it better. I mean, it might help. I mean, not that I want to kiss you, because you're not amazingly kissable, and I haven't thought about kissing you for a while, for at least 7 seconds. So, I like you. You make me all stupid. I really like you. Like. Love. Oh, it's not fair. Kissing you, oh, it's not fair. Your smile makes me wibbly, but kissing you just overwhelms me. And I feel butterflies all the way down to my toes, and oh. But I guess we're in the right place for that. A romantic cabin. A roaring fire. Hot chocolate and tea. But I think we definitely need to practice kissing. I definitely need to practice not being all wibbly. So, what do you say? Would you like to practice with me? It's a lot safer than skating. I like you. You smell so good. You're kissable. Strokeable. So huggable. I adore you. But you really. Really. Oh, so mean! It's called revenge. Can't believe you played me. You're lucky, you're cute. And you are cute. And funny, and I love you to bits. But I am never, ever going skating with you ever again. Never. How about that cup of tea now? Pretty please.